Thank you so much. Right now it is time. I'm excited. Are you? For the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Dennis Schulman from Demorest, New Jersey.
Hey, how are things in Demorest, New Jersey?
Good, excellent.
What do you do there?
I'm a psychologist, a clinical psychologist, a psychoanalyst, and a rabbi.
Oh, my gosh. You have three hats, and one of them is a yarmulke.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to the show. Dennis, Rabbi?
Dennis.
Okay. Dennis, welcome to the show. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Dennis's topic?
Yeah. Now, they thought the guy who invented tetherball was crazy, too.
This week, Major League Baseball is honoring Jackie Robinson, one of the great sports pioneers, and we thought we'd pay him tribute in our own way by honoring one of his spiritual descendants. This week, we heard the story of a true groundbreaking figure in athletics. Each of our panelists are going to tell you a story of somebody breaking boundaries in his or her sport. Sadly, only one of these stories is true. Pick that real story, you'll win our prize. Carl delivering Lou Gehrig's farewell speech in your home answering machine.
Today, yeah. I am the luckiest man.
All right, here we go. First, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
Behind the legendary greens of the Masters, the man who made it all possible, Augusta head groundskeeper Chuck Ferguson. Ferguson is being inducted into the Golf Hall of Fame for 47 years of total dedication and weird inventions that influence golf courses around the world. The artificial tree with mechanical owls to scare away crows and chipmunks. Tournament volunteers in night vision goggles patrolling the course for raccoons. Portable honey hives to draw bees away from the players and galleries. His true nemesis, the fearless Canada goose, which travels in gangs and leaves those huge, dreaded poop pellets everywhere. Ferguson thought he beat them when he installed thin electric wires under the greens to mildly shock the birds' feet, but was forced to turn off the juice when a drunk caddy was zapped when he stumbled barefoot onto the course last year. The Hall of Fame is a huge honor, Ferguson told Atlanta's Journal-Constitution. Now, if I can just figure out how to get rid of those darn geese.
The first golf groundskeeper in the Golf Hall of Fame. Your next story of a future sporting legend comes from Tom Baudet.
German synchronized swimmer Niklas Stepel has won major national competitions, but is being banned from competing internationally with his women teammates by FINA, the sport's governing body. Synchronized swimming is a graceful sport requiring strength, flexibility, endurance, and for 17-year-old Nicholas, a healthy reservoir of self-esteem and gender security. Stepel, who shaves his legs and wears women's sequined costumes to compete, believes FINA officials, quote, just don't want to see any men in this sport, unquote. It is ironic given the history of the sport. Originally an exclusively male enterprise, the first competition took place in none other than Berlin, Germany in 1907, a few years before German men overcompensated by starting World War I.
A young German who dreams of success in synchronized swimming but is held back by the fact that he's a boy. Your last story of an athletic pioneer comes from Adam Felber.
If you're attending a AA baseball game this summer, disagree with the call and find yourself yelling, "Hey, ump, you're blind!" There's a good chance that you may be right. Yes, as of opening day last week, George Babiak is professional baseball's first legally blind umpire. Though Babiak's 20/60 vision prevents him from even driving a car, he spent the past few years arguing that his ability to perceive motion, his acute hearing, and highly developed, quote, vibratory senses made him completely capable of calling ball strikes and anything else that may happen on the base paths. And despite the league's vision rules, Babiak's anti-discrimination court case earned him a performance test, and guess what? He ended up placing in the top 30% of the league's umpires. Et voila! Every beery heckler's best material has been neutralized. Babiak himself is keenly aware of the humor of the situation. Asked if he hoped to eventually make it to the bigs, he said, "I don't see why not."
All right. One of these stories is true. From Roxanne Roberts, the first groundskeeper to get into the Golf Hall of Fame because of his invention and dedication. From Tom Beaudet, someone who might be the first champion male synchronized swimmer if they'll just let him compete. Or from Adam Felber, the first legally blind umpire. Which of these is the real story of a pioneer in international sport?
I have no idea, but my leaning is toward Tom's.
It is. So you picked Tom's story of the synchronized swimmer. Well, we decided that to get the best perspective on this, we needed to speak with somebody from the official governing this particular sport.
If you really wanted to incorporate males in synchronized swimming, it would be hard in the FINA-level events because there are very few male synchronized swimmers.
That was Taylor Payne, who's the media relations director for United States Synchronized Swimming, talking about the difficulty of being, as Tom describes, the world's only male synchronized swimmer. You did it. Congratulations,
Thank
Dennis.
You. Thank you all.
Well done. You earned a point for Tom. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine.
I'm sorry I lied to you, Rabbi Dennis.
Congratulations, Dennis. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.